From WGVU Public Media, this is Powerful Women Let's Talk. Conversations with women making an impact in West Michigan. Stay connected to Powerful Women. Please like and subscribe.
This season on Powerful Women for Women's History Month, we're looking at women who made history in West Michigan and women who are making history right now. Today, we look at a woman who is making history right now. So hello to you, Samantha Scott, co-owner, president of Preferred Employment and Living Supports. Hi to you, Samantha.
Hi, Shelley.
Good that you are here. How's it feel to know you are making history right now?
It's a heavy weight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stay the course. We'll catch up with you 20 years from now. How's that?
It sounds good.
This is a special conversation, I know, surrounding the importance of acknowledging Women's History Month and more. As I mentioned right out the bat, we met. Congratulations on your most recent Athena on the Lakeshore Young Professionals Award. Where do you keep the... your trophy?
It's actually on a shelf in my office just above my head. Then I can see it when I'm in all my Zoom calls.
Good. Was that a surprise to you?
It was a huge surprise to me. I was not expecting that. I didn't even prepare anything to say because I really admired all of the women that were on the docket for that day. And so, yes, that was a complete surprise.
Yes, and we know that's an award that goes to a woman who serves her community, holds many tenets, including collaboration and giving back and more. Hence, perhaps why you are making history. From where did you get your love for service in the community, Samantha?
I would have to say that it started in college. I did my first organized philanthropic events through my sorority, Phi Sigma Sigma. And I eventually became the philanthropic chair of the sorority. And I just kind of fell in love with meeting all of the people and just seeing what the people's needs were, just expanding my thoughts outside of my own little community, my own little bubble, and to really dig in and see what was really going on. And so I wound up going into psychology, and I minored in sports medicine because I also have a love for the outdoors, and that was very important to me. And I wound up graduating with both degrees, and I wound up working with children with disabilities when I first got out of college, and it just kind of skyrocketed from there.
And look at you now. What's your day job?
So I am the president and co-owner of Preferred Employment Living Supports, and we have three locations along the lakeshore where we service individuals with disabilities.
What are the challenges you have with, let's just say, possibly an 8-to-5 job and mothering and wifing and serving in the community? Let's get that
elephant
out of the
room. Well, my job certainly is not 8-to-5. It's
24/7.
I mean, and you just kind of sprinkle in what you're doing, right? So, my day starts at 5:30, working out, because physical exercise is, it's really important in order to get my day set straight right off the bat. So, and then I'm answering emails while I'm waiting for my turn for the shower, or, getting the kids their breakfast or whatever that looks like. And so my work life really couldn't be more integrated in my home life, because I just do what I can when I can. And I have a lot of support from my husband. Love my husband. He does a great job supporting me. And then my team, they're just fantastic.
Let's hope you walk your dog, Kimber.
I do. There we go. Yes. Not as far as she used to. She's aging gracefully, but yes.
You mentor. You perhaps have been mentored. Talk to me about mentorship and its importance in your life. Perhaps who has shaped your life thus far, and whose life are you shaping today?
Sure. I think that mentorship is often overlooked in the leadership community. I think that people seek out mentorship from people who could, that they could gain financial assistance with, or that they could further their careers with, or things like that. And I think that mentorship starts at a personal level. And I really think that finding the right mentor could really shape the way that you view your leadership, which, yes, it in turn does assist you, furthering your career. But I think that it's important to find somebody, or multiple people, it doesn't have to be the same mentor, that can help you in all the aspects of your life. I think that, we all could use that outside view on what we're doing, and, somebody to brainstorm with, you know, mentorship. And so I have my first formal assigned mentee from a program through Encompass Michigan. And that has been so much fun so far. Our personalities really align. So I really think that I got a gold nugget there with this young gal. But so seeing that structured and having to really think about that mentorship is a little bit different of a dynamic than having something easily flowing like you do with your friends or your family or your coworkers. So it's kind of interesting to see the different dynamics and the different options for mentorship.
And of course, from one for one who might not know you personally, you are mentoring just by being active and saying yes to community opportunities. You serve on the board for the Muskegon Area Promise Zone, as well as serving statewide initiatives as a board member of Encompass Michigan. Expand on this.
So I think that a leader really should be involved in their community, and if they have the opportunity, that they should be involved in initiatives larger than that too. So Encompass Michigan plays a huge role across the state of Michigan for agencies such as mine, and they really do a great job at providing resources and direction and assistance for agencies for funding or other opportunities, and really thinking outside the box so that agencies continue to do the work that they do. The Promise Zone, I don't know if you know anything about the Promise Zone. They are just wonderful. That is brand new to me, but it's a bunch of community members that are getting together that really care about the future of Muskegon or whichever zone that you're a part of, but they really want to invest in keeping students local and having them stay in their communities and really thriving in the community in which they grew up in. So I think that that's just a really, really cool thing to be a part of.
Tell me about your activity in Rotarianism in Muskegon and how you are serving the community this way.
So I am on the committee for there's a social committee, and I actually sit in on the orientations once a month. So that's a really cool opportunity to meet all of the incoming Rotarians at the first bat when they're first learning about Rotary. Some of the volunteer projects, we actually put a microforest in Muskegon, and we're working on the second one. I haven't been part of the second one, but I was able to go and help prep the site for the first one. But we have a very large Rotary organization, and I actually just got a phone call from the president today that they would like me to join their the board of Rotary. So I will start that next month.
Oh, you said yes.
Yes,
good.
I said yes.
Good. You're the member of the JEDI committee,
yeah,
in Muskegon, and let's dig into this organization, creating awareness somewhat of your day job as mm-hmm. well, individuals with disabilities,
yes.
and explore that for me.
So JEDI stands for Justice, Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion. And so that is, again, it's a group of community members, many of them working for agencies that service the individuals with disabilities. And so we put together a viewing of a film back last fall, I believe it was, at the Frauenthal. People from all over the state came to see it. And so that's kind of what we work on, is trying to create awareness within our community of the agencies and what we do, and of course about the people that we serve and their abilities.
What does your love of nature do for you? My little notes tell me that you like to get out and camp and paddleboard and hike.
I do. I did my undergrad up at Northern Michigan University, go Wildcats, and fell in love with the area. I just love to be outside, the fresh air. It just it helps me center myself. It helps me really collect my thoughts and just separate yourself from the hustle and bustle of every day. We all get just incredibly busy, and being out in nature, I mean, there's studies that prove, you know, the wonders that nature does for a person. And I can't agree with that more. And just the getting the kids out and the love of nature and getting dirty. And, you know, I grew up in northern central Michigan, and so that's all we had to do. I didn't have any neighbors. So that's what we did growing up. And it just brings me a lot of comfort to be out in the nature.
What does the phrase powerful woman mean to you?
It's a really good question. I think that to be a powerful woman isn't necessarily about being in charge. I don't think that it is about ruling the roost, so to speak. I think that a powerful woman is someone who can make change without having that authoritative piece. I think that a powerful woman, people want to be in their presence. People want to learn from them. And I think that a lot of change can come from a woman who has that kind of power.
You dropped out of grad school to become a business owner. You have no regrets. Tell me more.
So I did my undergrad, Northern Michigan University. I was accepted to the OT program at Grand Valley. And I had the opportunity to go into business with an individual that I was currently working with. And so I was also engaged to be married to my now husband at the time. So I was working 60 to 70 hours a week. I was full-time at grad school, and I was planning a wedding. And my dear, dear husband said, honey, you can't do that. You should probably reconsider something. And he wasn't an option. I wasn't allowed to drop him, so I had to drop something else. And I always had a passion for being a leader and owning my own business. And so I felt like I could always go back to school. And so I chose to drop out of grad school and pursue the career in business ownership.
Maybe we should, you know, use another word instead of drop out.
Sure.
You changed
discontinued. I paused.
It's all good. Back to the power of women. You created the Women's Executive Roundtable in 2024 at the Lakeshore Area Chamber of Commerce. How important is it to have a executive roundtable of women?
Yeah. So that idea came about because I was trying to find a roundtable, and the one I was in just wasn't a perfect fit. I felt like there could be more. I think there was some grumblings, but I was able to connect with our chamber president and say, hey, we should really push this forward. And there was a couple of other women that were on board, and so we all got together. I think that it's important for strong women to know that they have other strong women that they can lean on. Everybody on this roundtable is, they're just doing great things in the community, and you can't really complain down, right? You, as a leader, that's extremely difficult. And so to have another group of women that are going through similar situations, they're moms, you know, they're career driven, they have very similar situations. And so to be surrounded by people for that support, I mean, it's great. We all just love to sit and chat about what's going on and problem solve together.
In general, what remains still a challenge for today's businesswoman? It can be a good challenge. It can be a not so good challenge.
You know, I think a good challenge would be that there's just a lot of support for women. There are a lot of people who feel passionate about it, men and women. I think that a lot of people want to see women succeed. And I think that women, we bring another perspective. I do believe that men and women were created differently for a reason, so that we could complement each other. And I think that women becoming or starting to be in the spotlight is, I think, just complimentary. And, you know, and a lot of women have really taken off with that. And there's just a lot of support. A lot of support.
What lady in history would you take to lunch?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. There's so many. I would venture to say Harriet Tubman. I think that she did a lot of her actions through faith. I think that she really believed in something. I think that she felt what was right. And I think that she was a little bit of a rebel. I think we all are a little sometimes. But just to think about what that felt like, you know, to do the railroad and to, you know, to really create freedom for such a large group of people, I think that's pretty cool.
Because you are our model of a young woman making history, do you ever stop to think about what your legacy could be years from now?
I do. I would love to see more women see leadership as an honor and not a burden. I would love to reach more women to just tell them it's okay. We all do it. And it's hard. It's really hard. Nobody's out there saying that this is easy. It's difficult. You know, your primary care at home, and you're juggling work, and you're juggling school, and you're juggling, you know, health of other loved ones. And it's very difficult. And I hope that women everywhere can see that it's okay. And, you know, surround yourself with other women that can help you.
Of your two littles, do you have a little girl?
I do.
There's your first...
It is my Ava Bean, yep. Yeah.
There's your first example of how to role model.
And she is her mother's daughter. So we'll see how that goes in the teenage years.
Where do you see yourself later in life?
Mm. Can I share my big, hairy, audacious goal with you?
You're a powerful woman.
I would love to write a book. I'd love to have a website. I would love to spread the word on leadership and just empower women everywhere to lead how they can and when they can, and that just makes such a huge difference.
Why keep women's history alive, Samantha?
Oh, I think that women who have done great things, I think that they really show the possibilities of what changing your perspective can do on just such a grand scale. We have had women who have said no to certain things, and Rosa Parks changed the world, right? And it not every action is going to bring that level. However, it could change somebody's world. And I think that that's important.
Got to leave with this. What, as a kid growing up, one of your favorite things to do was scare your mom and brother at every possible opportunity? Where'd we get that?
Well, the way that our house was set up, there were a couple of hiding spaces. And my brother, he is just over a year older than I am. And he just really hates when I tell this story. But I used to hide around every corner that I could and just scare the bejeebas out of him. And he was always an easy target.
Samantha Scott, you are a powerful woman making history as we speak. Thank you.
Thank you.
Powerful Women Let's Talk is a production of WGVU Public Media. Episodes available at wgvunews.org and on Apple and Spotify. Please like and subscribe.